I think challenges are simply people looking at opportunities the wrong way. I'm a very much a glass is half full kind of guy, but there's challenges for independent retailers, and I don't think anybody's built an organization quite like ours where we're literally rooting out retail challenges, and we'll solve it, try to solve it. There could be some we aren't going to be able to solve, but man, we're gonna be relentless in trying to get it figured out.
What are some of those big opportunities that you're focusing on, and that you think Nationwide and the members should focus on?
We're just encouraging our members to be a little more open to more products and more diverse products. We have to at a minimum meet that customer where they're looking for product, because if we're not there at the first snap or the kickoff, we're not going to be there for the rest of the game.
Can you really say it's been a prime time if I haven't sat down, across the other side of a table with Tom Hickman, our chief member advocate here at Nationwide Marketing Group, to record a podcast? I say not. And, this would make it, I want to say, the fifth prime time in a row that Tom and I have had the chance to sit down and chat about all things Nationwide, and it was no different in Houston. Also always awesome to be able to catch up with him about what he's thinking, where the organization is heading, what he sees in the independent retail channel, and what he's hearing from members. So that's what we did for the latest episode of the Independent Thinking Podcast, and got together and chatted about what's going on, and just a nice opportunity to catch up with the man himself. So let's just go ahead and dive into our conversation with Tom Hickman down there at Primetime in Houston. We're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast. Rob Stock coming to you live from Primetime, and of course right now a guy... You called me the muse, I think, the last time we got... You're
well,
my muse in front...
Yeah,
you're my muse, last time we got in front of a couple microphones.
It's not weird, man.
No, it's not.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
I know. I mean, just embrace it, love it, just roll with it. So, Mr. Tom Hickman, Chief Member Advocates of Nationwide Marketing Group, appreciate you stepping in and chatting with us here. I know schedules are always crazy this week. So.
They are. A lot of commerce going on here.
Yeah, a lot. And so, just to start, how's Houston been treating you? I know it's... First time or a first time in a long time for Nationwide being in Houston?
Wayne and Sterling would have to correct me, but I think it's first time for us.
Yeah.
I know certainly for me and in the years I've been around the group, certainly the first time. It's been great, great food, good hospitality. The hotels are beautiful and economical, I might add, which is always helpful. It's been, we've had a great time. We came and scouted it out. I think you and I did a podcast back then, and we knew we were hopeful that it was going to be a strong show. We've had great feedback.
That's awesome.
Safe, and that's important.
Yeah, right. Great town. Yeah. A lot going on, and the tie-in I think is awesome. For those that were at the keynote here in Houston, the opportunity to bring in an astronaut to talk to the membership. Mike Massimino, a guy that is a retired astronaut. What were your takeaways from his talk here in Houston?
Well, I massively underestimated the space nerd, kind of population inside our company.
Heck, I wore a NASA t-shirt.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, you were one of them. And I am too, right? I think it's okay to be a space nerd. I mean, he was great. I was telling Mike Whitaker, if every company could operate like NASA from a culture perspective, right, and from a results perspective too, but
yeah.
and a legacy perspective, but not that they're done by any means, but if everybody could operate in that same kind of mindset that they did, I mean, it was powerful for me because I always, you just assume that that's a ridiculously competitive environment because all you hear about how hard it is, to become an astronaut. I mean. But he actually just broke that down the other way in terms of the way they engage each other and treat each other. Mm-hmm. And it's really not, it is competitive, but it's competitive as a team and as a family.
Yeah.
And so, that I just didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
And and we have the same kind of similar culture, we're ridiculously competitive, obviously. But we're all, I think we're all family, and so for him to talk about that, and then he said something that I wrote down and thought was really interesting is that if you didn't like somebody, you just didn't know them well enough.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've really tried to get to know some people, and I still don't like them, but maybe I'll go back and try a little harder.
Yeah.
you know, because that's a unique perspective I had never heard. And so, you know, so, I mean, all the accomplishments, I mean, look, going to, the guy fixed the Hubble telescope. I mean, let's be honest, right? You know, but the core principles that he brought, I thought were really, really cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, you talk about the teamwork aspect
and he was tall. I thought astronauts were short. God, so that was a weird thing. But
we're two short guys sitting here on this stage to be next to him. Well, first, one thing I wonder about that is how they fit something of that size in the space capsules.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they had the shuttle when he decided to be an astronaut.
Right, yeah, he's a tall dude.
He wouldn't have been on the moon landing missions any stretch. But one of the questions that he got that sort of stuck with me and the way he answered it, and to your point about teamwork, is, you know, typically when you think about the path to an astronaut, and his was something special, but the fact that, you know, traditional minds might think I got to be super strong in engineering, but he kind of broke it down and talked about how, you know, there's some veterinarians that ended up, you know, just because they were interested in being a vet, like the way you can apply that to space. And it kind of, you know, in a similar regard, you look at the makeup of Nationwide and all the different talents that, as we talked about, back in November, our first podcast, and kind of bringing that team together, the experts in those fields, and kind of what that does to an organization.
Yeah, I mean, you know my belief. Our members deserve the best, and they deserve expertise in areas where sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. You know, so sometimes we're a primary resource, sometimes we're a secondary resource to those folks. But either way, we better be a resource, right? And so when we look around the business, you know, I have things I'm good at. I have maybe one or two things that I'm really good at, and I have a bunch of things that I need to get better on. And you know, when you look at the organization, we don't try to be experts in areas that we're not. But if there's an area we need to be an expert in, we go get it, right? And you look at, you know, our expertise in digital, and, you know, we don't, not a lot of people have MIT educated digital leaders, or who've spent their life in digital, or, you know, no one has a Jen Danko or a Jim Kane in their business that I know of, you know, other than us, at least in our space. And then, you know, and that drills all the way down to our people, you know, in the office, the back office support, right? We hire for culture first, ability second, and we might throw you in the company in some place you have no business being and no intention of being. But if your heart and your head are in the right place and you understand our purpose and you understand independent retail, you're gonna do fine here. And if you don't, you're probably not. But we wear that on our sleeves, so that's not a big deal.
Yeah, and you know, all that comes around to you talk about the passion and working for that common goal of the members, you know, making sure, you know, they're successful, they've got the resources and the opportunities in front of them. Yeah. Obviously, at Primetime, a perfect example of that. You know, the opportunity, that word, you mentioned that during your portion of the keynote prior to having to turn the stage over to an astronaut. But
keynotes are easy, man, because no one cares. There's a commander of the U.S. military, or the guy that ran Southwest Airlines, or an astronaut behind me. So I don't get real nervous. Cause I'm like, it's just like, blah, 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 blah. You know, they're like, you know, hopefully they take a nugget out of it.
Right.
And I did talk about, you know, look, I think challenges are, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I think challenges are simply people looking at opportunities the wrong way. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm a very much a glass is half full kind of guy, but there's challenges for independent retailers. And, you know, I don't think anybody's built an organization quite like ours where we're literally rooting out retail challenges and you know, kind of going to bring all comers of what you got, you know, where you're struggling, you know, and we'll solve it, try to solve it. There could be some we aren't going to be able to solve, but man, we're going to be relentless in trying to get it figured out. And so we love opportunities, but man, we love challenges too. It's just the way we're wired.
So what are those opportunities, you know, as you look in 2020, ahead in 2020, what are some of those big opportunities that you're focusing on? That you think Nationwide and the members should focus on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have to excel in our core competency, right? And so, there is no doubt we're going to have a fantastic year, you know, in appliances and electronics and furniture and bedding, and you know, and it's, you know, we're now starting to get core competency in around AT&T and some other categories. You know, we're just encouraging our members to get better, and be a little more open to more products and more diverse products, right? And because the retail landscape is shifting. And it's constantly shifting. I mean, it was shifting 50 years ago. It's shifting today. We have to, at a minimum, meet that customer where they're looking for product. Because if we're not there at the first snap or the kickoff, we're not going to be there for the rest of the game. So obviously, we're focusing on digital and presence and all kinds of marketing and where they need to be. But then I think more importantly, you know, in order to be there first, you got to be what they're looking for in categories that are relevant and categories that are growing. And there's no doubt Connected Home is growing. There's no doubt that outdoor is, I mean, I've just watched my own outdoor presence expand, you know, just because of the way we entertain now and how much time we spend at home. And that's I mean, I'm not making any of these numbers up. They're heavily vetted. I'm a data guy. We don't share information that's not been vetted. And so there's businesses going on, and our guy, we're not telling them they have to participate, but man, take a look.
There's, yeah. I believe it's the $490 billion operator with
that's
a
it.
B.
That's all it is.
B.
I had to say that twice because I kept, you know, everybody's thinking like million. And even if it were a million, it'd be worth it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But billion, man. And I think that's ours to take. I mean, I look at it as that's ours, right?
Yep.
You know, because it needs to be sold. You know, the Connected Home specifically needs to be sold inside the independent channel to do the justice to the end consumer that they need. They need someone to direct the sales force, someone to walk them through it, someone to service it, someone to give them the right path, and then someone to help them after it's in there, right? And there's really only, you know, a couple places that can be done. I don't look at it as go get. I look at it as ours, right?
Yeah.
And we just have to execute, and we'll get
Absolutely.
As much of it as we want. Yeah.
And I mean, you can look at that. You know, we'll have opportunities at this show if you're here or after the fact to learn more of. You know, you talk about the service side of things, the after the sale, what happens, and you know, being able to offer members a program that, you know, they can help their customers that, you know, they don't have to necessarily buy the product from their store. They might have.
Yeah.
You think about, you know, what the average is like. It's going to be 10 products or more in a home that are connected and all that sort of stuff. But when one of those goes wrong, what happens? And now you have an opportunity as a retailer to
so
be
look,
that.
I'm going to buy it because, you know, it's inevitable. At some point, I'm somewhere on the road and I get the dreaded, you know, the Wi-Fi's down, right? Or, you know, I told the lights to go off and there's still one on. And it happens. It's not because they're not great products. It's just that's just inherently what's in the business, right? And then I got to do the, excuse me one second, you know, things are offline at Hacienda Hickman. I'll be right back, you know, and I have to go fix that. So I'm excited about that because that piece of taking that's not a rock, that's a boulder to take off the wagon of an independent retailer. And so we're excited about the tech support opportunity here.
Yeah.
Really excited about it.
So shifting gears a little bit, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but, you know, the one thing, you know, talk about this, I had a couple conversations with people, you know, that this is like my seventh or eighth prime time, but they're like, no, listen, you got to reset the clock. First of all, this is number one for me as being a part of the family. So with being a part of the family, you know, getting to see that NLA, the earlier side of the show.
Yeah.
And I know education is a major component of what makes up prime time to the fact that, you know, it's almost longer, I believe, than the actual show itself. So just the import to get your take on the importance of education and the opportunities on that side of the bit of this week of prime time for the members.
So here's my disclaimer. I was a product trainer.
Yeah.
So that's where my heart comes
Maybe
from.
Maybe I'm asking the wrong person.
I'll give you the disclaimer. And then I was a sales guy, you know. But I'll tell you, it is. You know, this company started as a buying group 49 years ago, but very quickly after that, we became a learning group, right, in education. It's great that there's two great days of buying here, and it's awesome. And everybody's like, when's your buy show? When's your buy fair? When's the buy opportunity? You know, the really smart retailers that we deal with are going, hey, what's the NLA category look like? What's the new ones that I need to check off my box? Because it's deliberate that the learning portion is longer than the selling portion, because you don't get to sell the right stuff if you don't know how to sell it, right? And our, you know, our secret weapon at retail is an educated, informed, professional sales force, and that's all we have.
Yeah.
That's all we do, right? Is have the world's best sales force across 14,000 stores. It's been a passion of this organization for a very long time, longer than most things here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
You know, before digital marketing, before marketing at all, right? You know, we were a learning organization, and I mean, there's 100 and some odd opportunities to find something else about your business, member-led, vendor-led, staff-led. You call it, you can get whatever you want. And I think, you know, the guys that get it will come up to me and say, hey, the cashbacks are great. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be a ton of cashbacks here, but the opportunity to come here and learn and network is really that's what I'm like, all right, we're getting it right.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we're starting to understand.
That second word you mentioned, there's 100 plus sessions of learning, but then also the in-between time. And even in those sessions, you know, the member-to-member led sessions where it is networking and kind of those off-the-cuff conversations that you get to have, you know, where you get those opportunities to learn from your peers in this space and kind of the challenges they face. And
yeah, I mean, look, you know, we got some world-class retailers out there, you know what I mean? And it's amazing when you put them in a room and you start to watch the sparks fly and ideas. And we had a panel-led session yesterday, six retailers that were talking to a much larger group, and it was open mic, you know, and I saw pencils, you know, paper flying and, you know, pictures being taken. And, you know, I applaud those retailers for stepping out to help other retailers, because sometimes, you know, that's not the inclination, right? And they were sharing failures just as much as they were sharing successes, which speaks to the community, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that I know that that what we're doing here is important. You know, what we're doing to help dealers is important, and we'll be relentless in serving them. And so we will constantly be it's hard to lead if you don't learn first what to lead. And so leading then learning is kind of the way we go about it. And so we'll keep doing that, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I know there's a whole show floor behind us.
Yeah.
That we got to get to, and more meetings, of course.
Sure. So, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us and chatting, and you know, look forward to.
Yeah. And once again, welcome to the family. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, I can't say thank you. End every episode with you saying thank you for that.
Thank you.
An incredible opportunity, and I love being here. So
you've been a great advocate, not just here but before for the Independent Channel, and so we're thrilled to have you.
It's awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Awesome, and thanks again to Tom for, you know, stepping away from what I know was an absolutely crazy schedule down there in Houston. So sparing a few minutes with us and chatting about what's going on, and cool to get his take on, you know, things from the keynote and everything else that was going on down there in Houston. So as always, appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we will catch you next time.